What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. So for today's episode, I'm going to do the first part of a multi-part episode here, breaking down a State of AI 2024 report from retool.com under their blog that they call The Cache. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. It's a super long article and has a bunch of good information, and I want to cover it all. So we're going to do a little bit of a multi-parter. The first section is basically on artificial intelligence sentiment, how we all feel about it. And in 2023, there was a bit of overhyping going on, I think, and a lot of people were rating AI as overrated. And that hasn't changed a whole lot according to the report here from Retool. And most people are really kind of starting to see AI as fairly rated and even a little and still overrated, and much more rather than the overhyped phenomenon that it really kind of was in 2023. This tempered outlook is kind of consistent across the board, regardless of industry and or seniority level. It seems like we've all kind of collectively calmed down a little bit about AI and moved past the initial excitement. And we're starting to kind of acknowledge that, okay, there's some pretty decent limitations. Well, it does have enormous potential. In fact, some experts believe that this overzealous hype surrounding AI is actually overshadowing just how incredible it is and how powerful it is and its capabilities. I tend to think that that's probably true. I think we're really spoiled when it comes to our expectations of our technology, and we're not truly recognizing, and we're definitely overlooking the impact of AI so far. We're seeing lots of examples of AI being kind of shoehorned and forced into products where it doesn't really add that much value. It's kind of just being used as a marketing gimmick or as a universal solution for problems that might be solved using simpler methods. And this kind of like AI-ifying or AI washing can really muddy the waters and make it difficult to distinguish between genuine applications of AI and generative AI and mere buzzwords, or like I said, when it's just being used to gather attention or gain attention. But don't worry, the future of AI isn't all doom and gloom. While there's still plenty of noise to filter through, there's a growing sort of optimism and attitude that we're really only scratching the surface of AI's full potential. And the report from Retool suggests that as well. And it suggests that as the technology is maturing, we're starting to see more practical and innovative applications that are actually going to enhance and benefit our daily lives and our daily work and stuff like that. So the takeaway from this quick sentiment section here is that the hype and the craze and the honeymoon phase of AI might be over, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. We have a bit more of a realistic perspective, and it's going to allow us to focus on developing the AI solutions that are actually impactful and actually valuable. The next section of the report goes on to talk about adoption, AI adoption, and how that's being changed and affected. And the idea is that it's got to be skyrocketing, right? Well, is it actually skyrocketing? The media is kind of painting a picture that it is. And the latest data, or at least the data from Retool Cells, tells a little bit different of a story. Yes, AI is definitely making its way into businesses rapidly. And most organizations are starting to use it, but they're not quite the trailblazers, or they're not quite out there as far as they might claim to be, apparently. This recent report reveals that only about 30% of respondents consider their company to be running or flying with AI adoption. Even more telling, the number of companies that feel like there are true leaders in the AI space has actually decreased since last year. There are some industries that are kind of pulling out in front of the pack. These are industries like consulting, real estate, consumer goods sectors, or e-commerce are definitely seeing higher adoption rates. But meanwhile, things like nonprofits, material sectors, building sectors are all kind of lagging behind, according to this report. So yes, some of these companies are definitely making strides. The overall impact of AI hasn't been quite as transformative, though, as the headlines might suggest. And I think that's the kind of nature of how we consume our news and anything like that anyway. It seems like this initial excitement surrounding AI is kind of giving way to a more sober assessment of what it's able to do. And companies are encountering real-world challenges and actually being able to implement these AI tools effectively. And like we said, the results aren't living up to the hype at all times. It's not to say that AI isn't powerful, and it's not a tool that's going to be used daily by majority of the companies probably in the future, but it's more of a reminder that's not quite the magical solution for every problem. AI is still young, and it has immense potential, but its adoption and impact are evolving slower and more measured at a more measured pace than we have come to expect. As companies gain more experience and understanding of the strengths and weaknesses of AI, we can definitely expect a more balanced, realistic integration into various industries. The next section here in their report is AI investment. So the hype is kind of dying down on AI sentiment. What about AI investment? And according to the report, most companies feel they're investing just the right amount in AI, but there's a substantial group that's hungry for more. In fact, apparently a whopping 40% of respondents across all levels of seniority believe that their companies are not investing enough in AI right now. So that's almost half of the people surveyed feeling that they could step up the investment in AI a little bit. Interestingly, the demand for that increased investment actually isn't uniform. Particularly leadership, like VPs, C-suites, managers, they're much more eager for that increased AI spending compared to just individual contributors or respondents to the survey. So I think that makes a little bit of sense. People in a more business-minded, competitive landscape are feeling a little bit more driven to invest. So the business leadership of the world could see greater potential for AI on their end than just the average user, average influencer, or figurehead in the space. The size of the companies also seems to influence the investment appetite for AI. Mid-sized companies with like 50 to 100 employees seem to be the most excited and the most bullish on AI, with about half of them wanting to pour more resources into it. So 100 employee companies. Larger enterprises, however, they also express that strong desire for a higher AI investment. But it's not really a linear pattern with company size and investment, according to this data. The non-linear nature of it kind of highlights the varied approaches actually that are being taken in different organizations with AI and with AI adoption. Even within like the technical realm, IT, computer sciences, there are differing opinions. IT professionals are leading the charge for more AI investment. I think that makes sense. They have a lot of pressing pertinent issues and there's a lot of scale to those problems. And I think if they can have some of their burden lifted by AI, that would be super beneficial to IT departments. But design teams are a little less enthusiastic. This might be a reflection of the different ways these teams interact with and benefit from AI tools in their daily work. Those IT professionals are getting a lot of manual labor or manual repetitive tasks probably taken care of, where the creatives are losing even a little bit more control than they thought. So regardless, clearly the appetite for AI investment is growing. It's going to continue to grow, primarily among leadership and more business-minded sectors. And this definitely or really appears to indicate the growing recognition of AI's potential. It's a little bit slower than it has been in late 2023, maybe, but the recognition is still there, especially in the business sector. It's going to be important for companies to carefully assess their actual needs and goals before throwing a bunch of money and diving headlong into that investment, obviously. And we'll talk about how there are some additional and how real world use cases are popping up for AI in another part of this this State of AI 2024 summary. So the idea of AI transforming entire industries is probably still a ways off, but it's happening, and its presence in our daily work is undeniable. In fact, the report here reveals that almost 3/4 of professionals are using AI tools like ChatGPT or Claude and Gemini on a weekly basis, and over half of them are using them almost daily. So who's actually leading this AI adoption then? It's not just a trend among the tech-savvy early adopters anymore. We're seeing pretty significant adoption across various company sizes and roles. Companies with smaller staffs, like less than 50 employees, are actually the most adoptive of AI, leading the pack. And apparently with over 70% of employees at those less than 50 employee companies reporting daily AI tool usage. Again, I think that makes sense. You're trying to lift a greater load with fewer people. I think AI is going to be hugely beneficial there. But one of the more interesting things that was found in this report is the actual departments that are embracing AI the most. And that turns out to be product and engineering teams. They're at the forefront with over 60% of their members actually using AI tools almost daily. This would suggest that AI is being integrated into core business functions and not just used for experimentation on the sidelines. We have product focused employees and product engineers also using AI. And obviously, if you're a product focused business, that is a pretty core business function. And then again, we're kind of seeing a little bit less of an adoption on the design side of things. They're using AI less frequently with only 39% compared to that 60% reporting daily use. Again, this could kind of be due to the unique nature of design work. It's very reliant on human creativity and intuition and the human nature. However, even in this area, we can definitely expect to see AI tools become more integrated over time. We've done a ton of episodes on AI tools, and AI tools in marketing are very design centric. So it's still going to be a hugely impacted sector and department in businesses. We've seen them assist in generating design ideas, but actual design content too, video or image or avatar, all of these different things. It's becoming clearer and clearer that AI is no longer really a futuristic concept, but a practical tool that's being embraced by professionals across various industries and job roles, according to the State of report here. The extent of the adoption does vary across different sectors. We talked about the design sector being the lower and the engineer and product engineer sector being on the higher end, but the trend is definitely clear, and it's becoming an increasingly, and AI is becoming an increasingly integral part of how we work. Okay, so that does it for part one on our State of AI 2024 from Retool here. Definitely check out the entire article linked in the show notes, and we will continue to cover the rest of the data tomorrow. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.